Paragraph 1 reads, "Modern science has made it possible for expecting parents to learn the gender of their child before it is born. While some parents prefer to wait until birth, other families give in to the anticipation, and those that choose to know in advance often brim with excitement as they frantically inform their loved ones. In the past few years, gender reveal parties have become popular in the West, although many people, including the woman credited with creating the phenomenon, have called for the events to be stopped."
So, modern science in the last century has made it possible for people who are becoming parents to learn the gender of the baby before it is actually born. So that's using ultrasound technology, all of that. So some parents do prefer to wait until their child is born to find out the gender of the child, but some families do give in to the anticipation. So to give into is to surrender to submit to. So they're very excited, and so they want to know what gender their child is going to be. And so the ones that do choose to find out the gender, they often brim with excitement. So they're full to the point of overflowing with excitement as they tell their loved ones what the gender of their future baby is.
So in the past few years, this has turned into a celebration. It's something that people have parties about. That's a relatively new thing, and they've become increasingly popular. And then, but the popularity has just kind of made people do things that don't really make a lot of sense. And so a lot of people are now saying, including the person credited with creating this to begin with, they're now saying that maybe these events should not be stopped, or, you know, maybe wait a little while, a few years, before this kind of calms down on social media. And, I mean, that's pretty extreme that these events should be stopped. But that's what a lot of people are saying, just because of just how just tragic a lot of these parties have been for no reason.